Hi, let's join Fred Kuhn now for another in-depth interview.
Welcome, everybody. Today, I have a special guest, Robin Schlinger, colleague of mine and a person that I most respect in the resume industry and the coaching industry, just a top-drawer individual. Our subject of the podcast today is getting a federal job and all about that. I know that, Robin, you have spent 17 years helping people do this. So my first question is, where can a job seeker find federal jobs that match their experience?
The federal government is pretty clear on jobs for the most part. They have a website for the majority of their jobs, not all of them, at www.usajobs.gov. And they have a search engine which allows you to go ahead and put in keywords in order to be able to see what the jobs are. There are many, many jobs in the federal government with all the agencies, and these jobs are roughly equivalent to many jobs that are in the civilian workplace. What is interesting about the jobs is they're going to list a lot more information on them about what the job duties are, what the job requirements are, and how the levels of the jobs, the salaries of the jobs, and how to apply. So in a way, there's a lot less of a mystery on how to get a federal job if you follow the steps than it is to get a civilian job, because it is laid out on how that is done on USA Jobs for the majority. And then for some jobs, such as lawyers and really specialized jobs, sometimes on individual websites for those very few particular jobs, for lawyers and judges, could be on the Justice Department. For some jobs of internships and some jobs that are really specialized, they may not be on USA Jobs. The vast majority, about 80% to 90%, are there on usajobs.gov. And you can go on there. You will find the job announcement, who can apply, and all sorts of information about the job. You need to go ahead, and I am going to discuss how to read these jobs announcements, which will help you figure out if this is the job for you, and then some information on how to apply for that. And we will discuss that in our next segment.
Well, that really gets us to the next question then. What are the 8 steps to apply for a federal job, or however many steps there are?
First, you're going to go do the search to look for that job. Now, you're going to indicate who may apply for that job. Now, this is really important for you to know. If you have never worked for the federal government before, you are not disabled, and you are not a veteran, you only want to look for jobs that are open to the public. If you have status, such as you have been a veteran, and you can check on that with various sources. If you have that status, you can apply for jobs that require status as a veteran. If you have been in the federal government, you may know your status because you may have a form called an SF-50, which states that status. If you are a veteran, you will have something called a DD-214, and the status that you're in will depend upon the dates that you were in the military. Some dates give you status as a veteran in points, some do not, as well as if you are a disabled veteran, which we will discuss some of the benefits of this later. If you are in the military or have been in the military, it makes sense for you, if it is possible for you to get this status to be 10 points, which is a disabled status 10%, by checking if any of the stuff that you've gone through in the military qualifies you for that. before you leave the military or even before you search for that federal job. That's something that you gained from your service, and it's important because it's going to tremendously help you if you're looking for a federal job. Secondly, you need to look at the date the announcement closes. You have to apply before 12 midnight of the date that the announcement closes, or that job is no longer going to be available to you if you don't match the date that the announcement closes. So you have to be careful and be sure you can apply before the announcement closes. In addition, the length of time an announcement is open may, not in all cases, but may be a clue if there is somebody the agency already has in mind for that job. For many agencies and for levels below senior executive service, if a job is only open for less than a week, they may have a person in mind for the job. It could be a contractor being converted over to that job or somebody who they already know that they want to promote to that job. Doesn't mean you can't get that job, because in some cases that person will not be able to do a resume that will pass their systems, but it means that maybe if you're not the perfect fit and have it networked, maybe you want to put your efforts on a different job. But if you already have a resume and you match everything with it, and your resume matches everything with it, then you may want to apply for that job. Third, the job will indicate a specific salary and grade level. In general, think that your salary will be, if it's only one grade range and it's only one area that it's open, think that your salary will be the low number on that range unless you are a federal employee already. In addition, you need to go ahead and make sure that your grade level matches that job. Veterans retiring at the E7 level generally qualify positions at the GS9 level. O3 professionals qualify at the 11 to 12. O5 to 6 can go for GS14, 15, or SES positions. Senior executive service corresponds to like a general or admiral in the military, so they're pretty senior positions. For non-military folks, GS5 is an entry level with a BS degree. If you were a person who had a good GPA, you perhaps can do GS7, 9, 11, 12, 13 are expertise in the area, with GS13 as a senior technical person or a junior manager. GS14, 15 in general is like a senior manager, director in large companies, and SES is like a senior director, VP, depending on the size of organization that you worked for. Even a CIO in large companies. And if you have an MS degree, you can get a GS 7 or 9, depending on the announcement, PhD, GS 11. For some security jobs, a BS degree only qualifies you for a GS 5. So therefore, you need to have the right level. Then the announcement will list the job duties, and most cases it will do it about 95% of the time these days. And you need to read the duties, and you need to have experience in those duties, because the federal government, unless you're applying for a trainee position, internship type of thing, where you may not need that experience, but basically if you're not a vet or preferably a disabled vet, those positions these days are difficult to get. So you need to know whether you have done that function previously and have success. And if it lists specific technical items these days, most likely you're going to need that exact experience. And I'll explain why later. Used to be you could do transferable. There is very little transferable skills these days with the application process. And the job will have certain requirements you have to have. if a degree is required, it's required. You can't get away without having that degree. If specific experience is required, you must have that. Because if you don't have that experience or you don't have the certification, you cannot get that job. 60 announcement will say if KSAs or other essays are required, including selective preference factors. In most cases these days, but not all, you likely will not have to fill out essays. If you're applying for a job for the FAA, however, you will have to do essays, and sometimes for the VA. And nowadays, several announcements are now asking for essays again. They were eliminated under the Obama administration, but they're striking back again. In addition, most announcements will also have something called an online questionnaire. These will be questions asking about your expertise. Unless you can answer that you're the expert in just about everything, if not everything, your resume will not even be read if you apply for that job, because you have to score high enough on that resume to get it. The seventh thing is the announcement will indicate how to apply, and you will have to follow those directions carefully, including what is required in your resume, which is going to be to address every single question that you answer in the resume, because they will take that resume, as well as your answers to those questions, put them in front of a screen, and look for your resume, whether you're using the online application manager or a freeform resume on one screen, and the questions on the other screen, and looking for your answers in your resume. So you need to make sure that when you write this resume and do how to apply, you've addressed all of the questions as well as all the job duties and all the job requirements in your resume. Many announcements, when you answer a question, will then ask, where in your resume did you do this experience? So they're really looking for it. The announcement may indicate other documentation is required, and they will go ahead and you need to upload this information. Could be these DD-214 or your SF-50 forms or your disability forms. And then you're going to go through and may need your transcripts. You need to upload all of that information. If you are a disabled vet, you don't necessarily need to be the best qualified and have all answer E to everything, as long as you meet the minimum requirements, because you may be put in as the top candidate. But your resume is going to be graded whether you're best qualified, well qualified, or just qualified. And generally, only the people in the best qualified category, which score 90 or above, are given to the hiring manager. A veteran will place ahead of a non-veteran, and a disabled veteran will place ahead of a veteran or non-veteran for a given job.
Wow, that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot to follow. It seems like it's very convoluted. I know you've explained it in a very straightforward way, but it seems confusing to those of us who are looking at me. This resume must be an incredibly large document for a federal application, as opposed to what we're looking for in the private sector, which is a much shorter, get to the point, tell me, you know, the keywords and the accomplishments.
Years ago, I worked for a company where we worked with a base, and they said that our resumes were averaging 5 to 10 pages each, probably closer to 10, and they said they wanted shorter resumes. So for 3 candidates, we sent a shorter resume. These were folks that were very qualified, and we would get through to those jobs all the time. They didn't get it. So we now send as long a resume as possible, because the federal government can only consider what's in your resume. They cannot assume a thing. Right. So therefore, federal resumes by nature are long. They have to detail everything, and they have to be that long, because that gets you the interview for the job.
Well, bottom line then, Robin, a person who wants to be employed by the federal government needs to go to a specialist like yourself who writes for federal employment?
It's helpful. There are books out there which may help you if you are somebody who's really good at it and has success. You don't need me. But if you haven't been having success and realize that some jobs only come open once in a very long time, it may be helpful for you to go seek someone who knows how to get through the system.
Robin, thank you so much for joining us today. Folks, Robin Schlinger has been our guest. She's an expert on federal resume applications. And you may find her contact information on our guest biography page of the website. Robin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for joining us. If you wish to speak with Fred or you want a transcript of this interview, send an email to podcast@stuartcoopercoon.com. See you soon.